Who are you? Who am I? Who are we? Now, this question is important because as we face more problems in life, we find ourselves answering this question at every point. We have the decision to make where we determine if what we're experiencing is bigger than us, or are we bigger than what we're facing? And it's very significant. It's very important. And on this QCast episode, we will look at what makes the difference, how perspective changes what we experience. We will look at the fact that not everything experienced will destroy us. Some things are there to build us, right? We must always remember, as the author said, the obstacle is the way. So it's not upon us to run away from the problem. As we've discussed in previous episodes, it's within us to define ourselves by how we approach this problem, right? Because how we respond is what defines us. As Eddie Pinheiro says in his weekly videos, life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond. Now the question is, how will you respond? Now, I was watching a video this week and I heard a pretty interesting story. All right, it was from the channel Your World Within. Now, I think this story ties together the premise of our QCast this week. All right, now. Suppose you find yourself, you know, just sitting at home, right? And this person comes up to you. Essentially, no matter what, you know, say you're not good enough for make it in your life, you know? You know, word effort where God put in and creating it, you know? What is sense? So you look upon a person and you go back all the way at home. By the time you look around, I'm gone. So, you say, all right, you put that out there, man. Good? You go on a run, right? And the person that come again, and I'm telling you, so who you waste your time around for? Huh? It's a waste of time. Right now, the effort put in a running, nah, carry God away. Currently, we are doing right now, it nah, go pay off now, long run. I waste your time. See? So, right now, you're pre that person, you say, you know, we Jamaicans, we don't look on them and say, we want to send them go somewhere very far, you know? With some very colorful language, alright? So, yeah, you make that pass, alright? You got word now, person I pop up again. I say, boss, I'm a pre, and I'm a say, boy, they're more like, hey, because they couldn't do better. When I couldn't find better now, they're looking for fire. So, I say, clearly, you're not working, you're not cut it, you know? You really waste your time at work, too. Waste your time at home, waste your time at trying to work out, and you come at work and waste time as well, you know? So now you start looking at a person with level of anger where it's supposed to be legal, you know? And you look away again and the person disappear. What's supposed to tell you, sir? Your thoughts right now would have been significantly impacted by who this person was. Because, fine, this is a stranger. As far as you're concerned, a stranger, they don't know what to talk about. A rubbish, no matter. They don't know you. They don't know where you got through. They don't know where you're capable of. Right? So that's a whole. How dare him tell me what me can or cannot do? Yeah, man, this man don't know me from Adam. Zin, so why him decide say him fi make that decision there as it relates to what me can do in my life? But I could change it a bit. Suppose when you look around and you identify the person, find out all of the negative self-talk there come from within you. It's a part of you. You doubting yourself, you setting limitation, you telling yourself that you're not good enough. And this is why the question becomes, who are you? You see, when it's someone else, you know, word if you attack them, word if you tell them, say, hey, them don't know it. But at the end of the day, when negative self-talk comes from within us, we accept it. We don't fight it. We don't fight it with the same veracity as we would if it was someone else. And that's the difference. And that's why ordinary persons are separated from extraordinary persons. It doesn't matter who it is. especially when from ourselves, we have to believe, we have to get rid of the negative thoughts. They will be there. That's how we respond. We do not accept it. We do not think it's okay. We fight it. We resist. We rebel. We are relentless to the end in the pursuit of getting it out of our heads. And that's how we define who we are. So when situations arise, how do we respond? You know, when life gets rough, when life gets tough, what's our response? And how do we see these situations? And this is remarkably similar to one of our first episodes of the series, you know, where we speak about fear. But this goes beyond fear. You see, how we respond to a given situation tells us everything we know about who we are. And we may find that the person who we are doesn't match up to the person that we want to be. And that's why answering this question is so important. Now, here's another story. This father's at home, right? And his daughter walk up to him and I say, "Daddy, right now, life thing rough, you know. You know what I mean? COVID about, things not going good, work or stress me out. Just bigger things in your life not going good. You know what I mean?" So daddy, I'm not even off it though. So father called for the daughter. "Sorry, come here." Father go in the kitchen. Alright. Father get a potato, an egg, and some coffee. Alright. Him set the pot them on the stove. 3 separate pots for each of them. Cool. Now the daughter look on him like she said, "Man, tell him my problems and you come, you call me in the kitchen for cook for you." Alright. So I thought she had seized it up. Right, she mean I said the words, but that's how she interpret the situation. Now I've then done add the 3 things to the pot, which is 1 pot for the potato, 1 for the egg, and 1 for the coffee. To make it, give them some fixed times. Good. Now when I'm finishing, pull them out for the fire, all of them. So I call up the daughter and said to the daughter, say, "Look here and tell me what you see." The daughter said, "Well, them done. Your coffee stuff them done." Father said, "Look closer." So the daughter looked on each container, right? She touched the potato, she finds the potato soft. Cool. She touched the egg, she finds the egg hard. Right? Egg get tough. Or tougher than it started. Good. When she looked on the coffee, she finds the coffee beans in the pot in the pot, them disappear. All them disappear if we create a very sensational and aromatic coffee. Good. So she look in and she tell her father what she say. So he look on her with a straight face and him say, "When life hits you to your knees, you have to decide, what are you going to be? Are you going to be the potato? Get soft when it's introduced to a new environment. Or are you going to be the egg? Like it's hard in response to a new environment. Right? Or are you going to be the coffee that completely transforms who you are in a new environment to create something better?" And that's what it comes down to. Now, in our search for who we are, we must determine if we want to be that potato or we want to be that egg, or ideally the place for us to be is that coffee. But regardless, it's relevant, you know. We have to know that at some points in our lives we pass through all 3 phases, and to become the coffee you have to first become the potato. But you have to know that that's the situation. Right? Because in the end, the situations that we face and our response to them is very important. And if we can light the coffee, completely change the flavor of what happens to us when we are put in the most immense situations, then at that point, we become transformed and we become the version of ourselves that we truly want to become. The version of ourselves that we are meant to be. So when you're asked the question, "Who are you?" what will your answer be? Now, as we said, Ryan Holiday says in his book, "The obstacle is the way." And it's on that purpose that we create this week's challenge. Now, I want you to look back the last month to 6 weeks on something big that you faced, right? And if you can't find it within that 6 weeks, then go a bit further. Now, I want you to look at how you perceived that problem in the moment, whether or not your emotions got the best of you and what your decision making was, how you could have better looked at that problem and created another solution, right? Created a better alternative that would have taken you closer to the person that you want to become. So it's about identifying how you perceived it and the action that could have changed the decision that you ultimately made. Well, that's a challenge for this week. Look at that problem, see how best you could have become your best self as you approach that issue, and share with us on our Instagram page, #BeThroughRelentless, or on Anchor. When you listen to this episode, you can reply with a voice note or a voice message, right? It's accepted. And let other listeners know what you've fought through, similar mistakes you've made, and how you intend to make it better going forward. Now, as you ponder this, as you find better resolutions for these problems, just remember, you are on a path to creating your best self. And when you finally get there, you'll be able to answer the question, who are you? And in all you do, never forget to always be relentless.